Right, God bless you guys for joining me at HNSC Studios. I'm Apostle Charles Ellis here at Harvest New Life Church. Most of you who are here to see the sign HNSC Studios, you hear one of our actually under umbrella ministries, you know, Word World Ministry. That we kind of take it international on that level because we kind of come to a different frequency. Most of you who actually come onto that particular show, you try to get in. We've been hearing there's been a lot of kind of some discrepancies that's kind of stopping you from getting in, but we're going to be selling those things here in about maybe in the first of the month. We're going to actually expand to some satellite, and we actually continue to move the Word of God throughout all the world as we're supposed to do, not being hindered by any shape, form, or fashion or anything as we move forth. But I said, once again, won't want to be redundant. And thank you guys for joining me here at HNLC Studios. We're going to get ourselves in position here, and we're going to hear what the Word of God has to say that's coming up here. Just let the music solidify itself just a little bit. Got some important people. I mean, everybody's important. I mean, every one of you guys out there that's born under the sun is important. But there's some people I want to acknowledge during this course of time. They're going through some challenges in their life. And those who I haven't heard that was going through challenges, we want to acknowledge you as well, because we believe God's got the power to be able to heal you in whatever condition you may be going through. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something to do death. Hear me when I say this. We all got situations we go through. We all got proclivities we deal with. But it's good to have somebody to pray for you in the midst of all those things you're going through. Never think that you're a Superman to the point you don't need anybody to help you out or pray for you as you're going through trials and tribulations. Some of the circumstances we deal with, ups and downs, we're just going to decree the word. We're going to declare the word this morning. For those who are preparing themselves to come in and be a part of this particular service, we're going to be in the book of Luke, chapter 6. We're going to be over there in that particular 43rd verse. And we're going to be talking about, you know, you should know the truth by its fruit. And that's one of the things we have to know, and it really stems off to the point that we're going to go to the book of 1 John, and we're going to hear what 1 John has to say as the Spirit gets utterance. Give me a few minutes, men and women of God. We're going to come right back. We're going to open up with prayer, and we're going to hear what the Word of God is speaking on here that's coming from the kingdom of God. Amen. All right, Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you for this opportunity to come to your throne as always, Father God. And Lord, even as you give us strength to move forward in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we just declare right now, Father God, that the strength and everything comes from you. Father God, we thank you for this time, this moment. As we come before your throne, Father God, and acknowledge you as being the head of our lives, Father God, the author and the finisher. All who designed and declared and decreed us to be on this earth, they had a dominion and a supremacy according to Genesis 1 and 26, and know and declare that you are God, and there's no good thing you would hold from us, Father God, as we continue to walk upright, believe and declare according to Psalm 46 that whenever you call on us, and we call on your name, that you're a very present help and a very present time of need. Father God, we declare the word, we decree it even as we speak it. And Father God, I'm asking you to go out and look over some significant friends, all of my listeners, all those who support and all those who don't support, all those continue to help us continue to push this ministry forward with the fashion and the power and the authority and the grace that no man can come against. And Father God, I ask you to cleave the tongue and the mind of every imp and every demon and every demonic force to try to speak out against that which you have given us from the kingdom of God. And Father God, even as I speak, Father God, and shut down the soothsayers, Father God, I rise up the men and women of God who are in position on this morning, Father God, who have received information from the hymnologists, or Father God, recovering from a certain illness or sickness in their body. But I command that authority in the presence of the power and the illumination of the Holy Ghost, that you will send them a personal angel. Father God, surround them, look over them, keep them, lift them up, Father God. Engulf their room with the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Father, let my voice be like the suppressing of the power of the Spirit that comes in and speaks right into their ear as you use me as your conduit. Not that I'm anything, Father God, but I thank you for using me to be able to do the work that you called me to do in the season that I'm in. And Father God, even as you look over the man and woman of God who may be going through these particular avenues, these ups and downs, these little whoop-de-doos in their life, Father God, your word is declared as they walk through the shadows of the valley, what seems to be the valley of death. According to the authority and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord, put the words on their lip that they will beat whatever it is that's trying to come against what you created. That means they got the ability, the power, according to Romans 4:17, to speak, declare, and call things in their life that be not before. And Father God, I decree right now in the name of Jesus that even as they begin to speak it, Father God, everything is just coming to fruition the way it should be. Father God, I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the grace. I thank you for the mercy. I thank you for the power that you're bestowing upon their life. As their bones begin to get the strength, their flesh begin to get the very penetration of the blood as it grows, Father God, and begins to build them, Father God, back in the position where they need to be. And Father God, they will give you honor. Lord, I'm asking you to give them complete healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare the word and I send the word just as Jesus did with the centurion, Father God, that there be a word to manifest in and around and on their life, that they will know and understand that you are God, the God of the only God, the God who sets low, the God who sets high, the God who sees all around, up and down, in between, all those things, Father God. We declare, we decree in your name that as you begin to heal these men and women, God, of whatever circumstance, whatever orange cone, whatever ditch, whatever proclivity, whatever circumstance or subvert that may be that's trying to hinder them from what you declared over their life from the time they were born. Father God, you said you came that they may have the fullness of life and have it more abundantly. Change their hearts, change their minds. Let them know you are in control in every circumstance, in every situation that they may be going through. Father God, let them cast all their cares on you, because we know you're the one that cared for them. Father God, let the illumination of the power of the presence of this word begin to manifest in their heart, even as of right now, in the mighty, omnipotent, omnipresent, and illuminated word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Lord, amen. A little raspy this morning, but the Holy Spirit never have a raspiness. And I declare that my voice begin to line up, that I may give you what God has given me to come from the kingdom, that we may all know and understand that God is in position. Let's go expeditiously to the word of God. Let's look over to the book of Luke. Let me get there. You get your Bibles. I'm going to give you time to get there. Let's go to the book of Luke. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 6. For those who are looking on screens, I prefer that you have your pens and your pencils and you're looking at, you're ready to take notes. You know what I mean? I say this all the time, and I say this with not any kind of negativity toward anyone, because you know, if you don't know, you just don't know. You know, the word of God declares that you ought to have the word of God. I mean, an electronic word is great. I mean, that's all what you have. But I will make my way down to my closest store that you would purchase some of your religious purchases at, whatever city you're in. And I'll begin to look up me a Bible, and I will begin to carry that Bible, not using my cell phone as an indication that it's the word. You need to carry the word with you. You need to have your Bible. I mean, that was the songs we used to say was your little kids when we actually in some of the Bible vacation schools. They taught us to carry our Bibles after finishing by the vacation Bible schools. We was granted a Bible. I think all pastors need to really impute that. I'm not telling you what you got to do. You're going to do what you're in your own church, because you got to suffer your own consequences about what God's tell you. But we got to get to the point. We got to get them off the electronic boards. It's okay to have the iPads and all that for information and carry notes. I do that. But you want to get the raw, unadulterated word of God, you know, in your hand. You want to feel the turning of the pages. You want to feel the process of the scriptures moving You want to hear what the Word of God is speaking and saying in and over your life. I think this is very critical as teachers to be able to bring this to our young men and women in this day and time of the flooding of the electronics and the Wi-Fi era. I think we all need to know that. Carry the Bible in your car during your spare time. You know, I keep a Bible in the house, keep a Bible in the bathroom, and I'm just sitting on this Bible nautic. I just keep it because you never know when the God is going to give you a word. It could be in your private time. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You can get the Word of God and read it. The Word of God declares it because he says it in the book of Joshua 1, the series we've been working on. We're going to be right back into that on tonight for those who are going to join us. Joshua part 3 as he leaves Shechem and begin to go and make his quest to be able to deal with the wall of Jericho. Very interesting story there, but I want to stay here this morning because I know if I get the flow over there, I'll be stuck over there. And things begin to get all out of position. So I want to make sure I want to stay right here. But as I said before, get you a Bible. Please, by all means, listen to this, Apostle. I'm not just saying this to trying to be critical of anyone. And I'm not saying those who don't have one, you ain't this, you ain't that. No, I'm not saying that. Get you a word and have it in your house. If you got it in your house, knock the dust off of it. Don't let it set up there with your favorite scripture. And then begin to read some great things in the morning. I mean, join me on my actually morning services and you know, hear what the Word of God says. Sometimes we have a little pickup problem for those who have been calling me, Apostle. We can't get it in the morning, yada, da, this, that. So we're making it available to you. We wanted you to know there's three different stations we made available for you to get into. It can either be our Podbean station. It can even be our Spreaker station, or it can be our call-in station, which is called our BTR station. So any one of three of those stations, whatever system and wherever you are in the world or in the state, you should be able to pick up on one of those. If you're not getting in there correctly, as I said all the time, you got the opportunity to give me a call, 214-778-5219, or you can shoot me an email at harvestnancylovecharles, that's harvestnlc@gmail.com, and I'll answer you expeditiously. Whatever your prayer request that you have, you can use that same information to send out your prayer request. Pastor Ellis, pray for my family, pray for my mother, pray for my sister, pray that God will send me a husband, you know, pray that the house we're moving into. We want somebody to consecrate our houses. Houses can be consecrated from distance. You just got to believe and declare that the words is not the physicality of the person, it's the words. And this is what we're going to be getting into on this morning as we take a great look at this word over here. And we're going to take our time and we're going to look at this. We really want to get some good understanding about this particular word. As we look over here, let's look at the book of Luke. We're going to be reading from the King James. I've been working for several different Bibles. It's not several, but probably four different Bibles this morning. I'm going to throw the Derby translation in there probably later. But I think it's important that when we get understanding about the Word of God, we really get it. You know, and I believe that when God talks to you spiritually, and I believe he's wanting you to really get a good understanding. You know, the Word of God talks about that over in for those of you just kind of, we're not going to get away from this particular book of Luke. For those of you just want to throw you a little nugget in there, because I heard a young man down there in Saginaw, Michigan say, Dr. Hayes always say, I'm going to give you a nugget. And, he says, the Word of God says, not he says, but the Word of God says over in the book of Proverbs, let's move just swiftly, just turn your Bibles over to the book of Proverbs, chapter 5, and look at Proverbs chapter 5, and let's look at something here, and I want you to notice, I'm going to make sure, I want to get there with you, want to make sure it's in 5, it's going to be in, let's see here, let's look at Proverbs chapter 5, just for a minute before we actually get in. I want you to let this really lay on your heart here, because God looks at you as his children and he never will leave you like a mother. You know, it's something bad when a mother leaves her children. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't know what the condition can be when those things happen, but all I know is that we need to pray for those whenever the children are left in the hands left out for the care of the wolves, the people, the world, in other words, would have raised them. And we got to really get into it and find out what's going on. We see mothers going through. And we got a young lady I was talking about the other night, and she's in that similar situation. We're going to declare and decree the Word of God even over her life, that situation she's in, the enemy's trying to make her feel so bad that she's not able to get ahead. We're going to believe that God's going to come in the midst and intervene. And there's some supernatural things that are going to happen over her life. I decree that word. I speak it in the spirit. And I send it right that way where that young woman of God is with those children. That God be lifting her up and giving her mind of a solidification in the spirit that she may know that she continue to depend on God. In the name of Jesus, no matter how depth the situation may be, that God can bring you out of anything. And amen. Look at here what it says in Proverbs 4 before we go back over to the book of Luke chapter 6. We're going to get to it in a minute. He says over here in Luke chapter, in Proverbs chapter 4, we'll look at the fourth verse, verse 1. He said, "Hear ye children, instructions of a father." Listen to what he says is. He said, "Of a father." Some of yours may read a little different, but this is reading from the King James Version. "Of a father." We're talking about the father here on earth, the father in the kingdom. Some of those who have left fathers has not been around them. They hadn't had good instructions. They had leaned to mother instructions. Okay, well, let's keep moving forward. We're going to listen to this. "Instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding." This is very important right here. "For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law." Now the word of God speaks right there. I don't want to get into too much of teaching right there. He said, "He who has an ear, let them hear." Now what he said, what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. You take your Bibles, just kind of put short notes in there. You go to the book of Galatians and you understand the work of Galatians. The only way you can walk in the commands of the laws of God. I'm getting into a teaching over here. I don't want to do this. And I'm going to finish it out, though. And then while you walk in the commands and the laws of God, that you got to have love. The word of God says in the book of Galatians, just write this down. You'd have to go there, but that's stay here in Proverbs. The only way you're going to know the laws or obey the commands of God, you're going to have to understand what it says over in the book of Galatians. He said, all God meant for Galatians 5 and 14. And actually 15 as well. But we're going to, because see, that is going to keep pulling me all the way down, because I'm going to just get this part. He said over here in Proverbs 4, in that particular second verse, 4 and 2, he said, "I give you good doctrine. Forsake you not the law." The only way you're going to walk in the laws of God, he said, "Forsake not my law," his law, not the law of the world, but his law. We talk about the commandments, the precepts, the statutes, and the judgments. We talk about it all the time. That the man of God at Acts Church down here in Fort Worth talks about all the time. You know, he makes a very strong statement about that, because that's the foundation of your blessings if you receive those things. And that takes you back over to the book of Numbers 23:19-21. Now God says there's no good thing I'll hold from you. That's if you walk upright. Well, not Psalms 120. Yeah, well, yeah, Psalms 84:11 says no good thing I'll hold from you. That's if you walk upright. But when you go to Numbers 23:19-21, he makes a very strong statement there that what he's telling you is sound doctrine information. "For I am not a God that I should lie." It's coming straight from the source, the creator, the designer of you. "Nor am I a son of a man that I should have to repent." The commandment given to bless you. So it says back on Proverbs 4, he said, if I give you good doctrine, forsake not but my laws. Galatians 5 and 14 tells you like this. All the laws of the kingdom are fulfilled in one word. L-O-V-E. Man and woman of God, if you don't have love for your brother and sister, you don't have love for information, you have love to receive, you're hard-headed, you keep continuing to go your way, there's some things out there waiting for you. You got to be able to have what it says in verse 1. As a child, you got to have a good father. Your father's in heaven. But God also put men of God here on earth to help your character be able to walk in the law in which he created and designed you for to be here on earth. You were designed according to what? Jeremiah 1 and 5. You was created, you was designed and engineered to be a prophet before the nation. When you look at Jeremiah 1 and 5, now these are just notes because this apostle moved kind of swiftly. You know, you look at Jeremiah 1 and 5, notice what he says in Jeremiah 1 and 5. "Before you was born, out of your mother's womb, I'll call you to be," what? "A prophet before the nation." Now, he's not talking about the process of a person who sits behind a pulpit or carries a name, prophet, a prophetess or whatever that. He's not speaking to that. He's saying the word is already instilled in you because the harvest is truly great and the laborers are few. For wherever you go and you receive understanding by the wisdom and knowledge of him, good doctrine, you ought to pass it on. "This I give to you that you may pass on to others that they may receive." He goes on down in the third verse. "For with my father's son," he said, "my father's son, tender and only love in sight of my mother. He taught me and said unto me, let thy heart retain." Now, he's not talking about the blood pump. He's talking about the eyes of your heart. Now, I done pushed over in a whole nother revelation. But I'm telling you, now you see how God works through me. It doesn't matter whatever the scriptures is in this Bible. God has given me the ability, not only from a man's standpoint of view and what we call a combination or we call an oratorical, but he's given me the ability to break scripture in such a way that it brings it plain to you. Now, this particular word, when you take about this, it takes you back over in the book of Ephesians. A book of Ephesians, I don't want to go there. You read in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 from that 16 down to that 21. It tells you that God is now opening your eyes of understanding. When your heart becomes pure before God, it opens up illumination, direction, wisdom, knowledge. Everything that's been hidden in you becomes to come to fruition. Now, look what it says. That's again, verse 4 once again. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart, he said, to retain. This is what Joshua 1 and 8 says. Constantly let that word flow through you like a flotation. Keep on letting it purge in the negative out of you. Whenever negative come, keep on flowing. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me. When you're weak, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me. I can't, but I need you. That's when you cast in all your cares. The things that you're weak at, the things you're falling short on, when you come to that point, that temptation come, call on the name. That's just Psalms 46. That whoever call on my name, God is more just the mercy to forgive you in the midst of whatever it is you're dealing with. He said, retain my words and look at, keep my commandments and live. I want to go there, but I got to keep moving because this is what I want to get. He said, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. That means the word of God is telling you like this, that every word, notice what he's saying, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God will go forth. God said, I will not what? I exalt my word, the word now over my name. So we go back to the word of God and look at the Father. The Father says that he's not a God that he should lie. So he sends his Son in the same image of him to prove to you that when you're weak in the flesh, that he's an example according to Hebrews 12. I'm the author and the finisher of your faith. I'm going to show you in the physical that this work can be done. So when you understand that you're not just like Christ and you know you can come short of being just like him, he said, I'm going to give you a buffer. And that's going to be the Holy Ghost. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go on the cross and I'm going to die for the remission of your sins. That's why it says in Isaiah 53, for I was wounded for your transgression. Hear me out. And I was wounded for your transgressions. And the chastisement of my peace, or your peace was upon me. And by his stripes, you are already healed. In other words, I stood in as an advocate. They're now set on the right hand side of my Father. I'm still interceding on your behalf. Thank you, Apostle Von Peek. I'm still interceding on your behalf that even though I'm on the right hand of my Father, that when you understand Psalm 46, he says, just call on me. You know, the old song used to talk about, call on me, you know, whatever you need me, call on me, whatever you want me, just call on me. The Bible declares in verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline the words of my mouth. Forsake her not. She will preserve thee, love her, and she will keep thee. Amen. God will, but look at the seventh. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting. Man, you got to understand that the word of God is there to help you in the midst of the shadows and the valleys. He said, with all thy wisdom and with all thy getting, get understanding. Keep the Joshua 1 and 8 running through you. Constantly keep the word of God, playing songs and hymns in the midst, singing songs. Get it in your spirit. Like when we was young, we got these old worldly songs in our soul. Look at me. I still remember the word, whenever you call on me, I'll be there. That was an old song way back when I was young. That thing. See, that's how you got to get the word of God in you. You got to know the word of God. It's got to flow through you constantly on the right level. Let's go back over to the book of Luke. Let's get into this particular area. I'm not going to be with you long since it's like I did two teachings, one, but we're not going to worry about that because I'm going to get you on this. I want to get you to see something here. Let's go to the book of Luke. Let's go to the book of Luke 6, and let's go to 43. Let's move on down the ladder here. As I said, we're going to work out a couple of different versions here. We're going to work out the King James Version, which I know the King James Version rules. Then we'll look at the Amplified AMPC Classic. We're going to look at the same particular verse over in the New International Version, the NIV. And we're going to throw in the sixth. We're going to throw another one in there. We're going to throw the Derby Translation in there. It's called a Derby Translation, the D-R-B-Y Derby. It's called a Derby Translation. Let's move right down into 46. Luke 6 and 46. And let's see what the Word of God has to say. Make sure you mark your Bibles, because we're going to be coming back and forth to certain things that we go through, because we want to get a good understanding about what we're speaking and teaching right here on this particular morning, on this particular Psalms report. As I said once before, it's always a pleasure for you guys to join me. If there's any problems with getting into the show, you know, don't hesitate to give me a call or send me an email. I'd love for you guys to join me on my Face channels, on my Tumblr, catch me on my private network, and go to my website, which is harvestnewlifechurch.com. You'll see a lot of information you need to know about what the work we're doing here at HNLC. Never judge it, because it's really more than what you can see. Know it. Don't let anybody ever pull you away from getting wisdom and knowledge of God. This is not a place where we corner the market and trying to be something that we're not. We don't speak down or disdain anyone, because we know and understand those things have backlashes. They have boomerangs. So the best thing we should do is keep our mouths to ourselves and continue to stay in our lane and do our work, and let God do all the judging of whatever needs to be judged. You say you're a man of God, you say you love the Word of God, then let the power of the Holy Spirit divide severally as it see fit, and not you. You don't move in feelings on this. If you got a problem with your sleeve, you got your heart on your sleeve, then you need to probably go somewhere and pray. And that's God to strengthen you. Don't come out here halfway. You know, don't come out in the kingdom of God half cocked and find yourself fighting against your brothers and sisters about things that you know you'll find yourself hurt and messed up from in your life. Now look what the Word of God says over here in Psalms, over here in Luke 46 and 43. Look how he says this. He really a stem of what we just said. He said, for a good tree beareth not fruit corrupt. Well, yep, I wanted to put that in, but I want to break the scripture. He said, for a good tree beareth not fruit, corrupt fruit. Now, it sounds like it's ironic, but listen to how he said this. For a good tree beareth not forth corrupt fruit. You can't get anything good out of something bad. Listen to me, man, woman, God. And he says, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Now, we want to go on down to read this, but I want to bring it to you that how the Word of God goes back to the book of Galatians. And you look at the book of Galatians. If you want to go over the book of Galatians, we're just teaching here because we want to hear what the Word of God is really saying here. We're not being here for accolades, hits, and all that stuff. It's just that who he has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say on this particular morning. Now, I don't get into competition because that's not what it's supposed to be. Now, look what it says in the book of Galatians, chapter 5 and 14. Now, this is going to all fall in fruition if you understand what it's saying. He goes back to the word that man of God down in Fort Worth, Texas says at Acts Church, Dr. Dale Wilson. It all falls under the commandments. He said, for all the laws is fulfilled in one word, even in thus shall love thy neighbor as thyself. Let me hear it. Let me say it again. For all the laws is fulfilled, look here, in one word, even in this, that I shall love thy neighbor. Let me do something right here. I want to stretch this out, but I'm going to make sure we get it in here where we can understand what we're saying here. Because I'm going to go to the Amplified Classic, and I'm going to look at the same thing, but I want you to bear witness of what this prophet is telling you on this morning. Look what he says here over in the 14th verse. For the whole law concerning human relationship is complied in the one precept. You should love your neighbor as you do yourself. Now, he gives you the consequences of not having love. Remember, he gives you a very strong consequence for not having love. Let's look at that same word in the 15th verse. Now, all this is coming off of the book of Luke, chapter 6 and 43. Because what's going to happen, God said, if you ain't got your foundation right, these things that you're doing is not of me. And you won't receive the blessings of the Lord. Now, when you talk about the blessings of the Lord, he makes that very clear. He said, the blessings, the B-L-E-S-S-I-N-G, the blessings of the Lord, look what it says, it make it rich, and it added no toil. In other words, when you're blessed, you get the blessings, but you got to get blessed. If you're not blessed, that means you're not walking right. If you're not walking right, then you need to go back and re-up. When you go back and re-up, you need to understand what the Word of God says over in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 12, I think 11 and 12, let's look over there. I mean, we over the place, but we're teaching here. We're trying to get you to see how we break the word down, precept by precept, lineup upon lineup. Now, I ain't finna bring no crazy stuff to you. I'm gonna bring you some stuff that I know you need to understand and know. For the Bible said that he who has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say that's coming from the church. Now, God has put the word in me to be able to bring to you. And if you fail to hear it and you want to hear some other goopy stuff out there, then that's fine. See, what you feed in your brain is going to what you become. You look at all this old crazy stuff out there, that's what you're going to feed. You having all these raging dreams about demons and dogs and all that, then you need to check yourself. What are you causing to come into your system? What are you hanging around? Look at the book of Luke. I mean, 1 Corinthians. We're going to go back here to Galatians. We're going to go back over here to the word of the book of Luke. I want to bring you guys here in the book of 1 Corinthians 11, 23. Let me look at 23. Let's go down here. Let's look at 11, 28. Let's look at 11, 28. 1 Corinthians 11, 28. Now, if you got 11, 28, go back to the book of Galatians just for a second. Just for a second. And I want to break this bringing off what we stemmed off of the book of Luke chapter 6. And I want you to see what it says right here. Now, Galatians says it like this. This is how Galatians says it in what we call the Amplified Classic AMPC. Look what it said. For the law concerning human relationship, that's me and you, how we teach our brothers, how we get along with our brothers and sisters. This is us. Comply with one precept. You should love your neighbor as you do yourself. Now, go back over to the book of, go over to the book of Corinthians. If you got a problem with this right here in your life, you have a whole city by now, teach it Holy Ghost. If you got a problem with this in your life and how you need to come under submission, we're going to talk about that, as being a man and woman of God, and you're not receiving a proper blessing from the kingdom of God as you see and would, then the Bible said, okay, now we got to go back and we got to look at 1 Corinthians, and we got to look at 1 Corinthians 28. And even though it talks about the concept of taking the word of God in terms of the bread and the wine and all this we talk about, but he makes you sure that even when you take the word of God into you, you got to know what you're taking into. This is why when we come to do our actually process of taking the daily bread or the first Sunday, what most do, we got to understand how we got to examine ourselves. Don't take up the word of God in you and you messed up. If you know you're coming up on the day when you got to take the first fruits, as I call it myself, me, that's how I look at it. You know, you're talking about take the bread and the wine, breaking this, taking my body, putting your mouth, drinking my wine to do me. Yeah, you need to know and understand what you're putting in you. For eat of this bread as often as you should, the word of God said. But you got to know what you're eating. That's why he said this thing could come to death in you. That's why the word of God said, if there's a problem in your life and you know you're struggling with something, and most of all of us is, we're human. Go back to the Ephesians. Ephesians will tell you that. We're always dead in our trespasses and sins. But look what it says in 1 Corinthians 11, 28. He said, but let every man and woman, I'm going to put the man and woman in there. Let every man and woman examine himself. So let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. That's just not talking about taking the communion. As you're taking the daily word on a daily basis. And you really, it really trip you over when you go back over and you look at what he's saying right here, because he said, all this designs what kind of fruit you are. What you put into the plant, what you plant a seed, what you water it in, the seed of the word of God is when you come to salvation. That's Romans. What sayeth thou? The word of God is near you, it's in our mouth, it's in our heart. You believe and confess that God raised his son from the dead. We understand all that. That's a part of the kingdom of God. But understand it, when you be able to confess and understand that you're coming to salvation, you're now entered into a kingdom realm. So now that there are things that are in you that quite wasn't right when you were living in the world, Ephesians 2. Come on, somebody, I'm trying to help you here. He says, now you got to know when you plant that seed in the kingdom of God, God wanted to use that Jeremiah 1 and 5, that creation, that design was in you to be the prophet for the nation. But now he want to use a Joshua 1 and 8 also to purge you. Constantly keep the word in you. Meditate on the word of God. That you may be clean. That you be a clear representative of the kingdom of God. Then when you become a clean representative of the kingdom of God, not totally clean, because things you can't do, you got to cast it all on the Lord. Because he's the one that's careful. That means we got struggles that we all deal with on a daily basis. That's why we got the model prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will. Understand what I'm saying here? I want to help you. But he goes over here in the book of Luke 6 and 43. He said, for the good tree beareth not corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bear good fruit. Let me stop right there and go right back over to the book of Galatians. Now we look at corrupt fruit. The cover-up fruit comes from how you treat your brother and sister, how you live your life as being a man or woman of God. When you plant your body, yourself in Christ, and you know that you're supposed to be the fruits of the kingdom, and you're supposed to bear forth good fruit, you can't do it if you don't understand verse 14 of the book of Galatians 5 and 14. The whole concept of the relationship about this particular verse is dealing with you and how you are as an individual. The word of God goes back to 1 Corinthians in 11, 28. He said, you got to examine yourself. You can't look at anybody else. You got to look at you. You, yourself, and you. Not you, you. You only know how you are. You know what's in you that's caused you to fall short. But he goes over there. He said, if them things in you that's caused you to fall short, deal with verse 15 of the book of Galatians 5 and 15. He said, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you don't be consumed as others. Now go look at it in the Amplified Classic, the 15th verse. He makes it very clear there. But if you bite and devour one another, look here, abstain, strife, be careful that you, look here, be careful that you and your whole relationship are not consumed by one another. Are y'all understand what I'm saying when I'm saying this? So your whole escape from causing the curses of the earth to fall on you is by what he says in 16. So 16 tells you they ought to get the benefits of not being a corrupt tree, which is in Luke chapter 6 and 43. He tells you, you got to walk in what? The Spirit. The laws, the rules, the regulations, the precepts, the guide by the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, if any man think of himself above these laws, then he deceives himself. So you've been a man of God, I'm being a man of God. If you spreading bad rumors about an individual, let me help you here. I want to get up in here. If see, you got a bunch of soothsayers that say they in there, but that they spreading corruption. See, this internet thing and this Facebook thing can be a very dangerous thing. When you talk about trying to spread, you know, shutting down other people as you think you can do. And the word of God said, be careful that you don't become consumed. I'm going to the hospital for conditions of sickness in my body I don't know about. I can't halfway walk around town. I got headaches every morning. I got chest pains. I got all these things that's going on with me. I'm about to fall out in the midst of where I'm going. I can't stand up straight. I got all these things bombarding me. Well, the Lord's going to say, who you putting your mouth on? Are you relaying, as the word of God says, been a humble, nice, and gentle man of the kingdom of God, a woman of the kingdom of God? Or are you being corrupt and Jezebel and Ahab and going out there and spreading rumors among people? You determine how your blessings come by what comes out of your mouth. Remember the word of God said, life and death, you cause it to come against yourself. Because it wasn't God designed for you to have sickness in your body. But how you proceed against another woman, another man, anybody of the kingdom of God who needs help and don't understand. I can see if you're ignorant and you go out there and do that stuff. But when you're a man of God, you're a man or woman of God, you ought not do those kind of things that cause your blessings to fall. And then the ones you talk to are falling the hole with you. The word of God says for you to be able to get away from this stuff. Before I go to 16, I want to go back over here to the book of Luke. Now, I want to make this real clear here when we go to the area of 43. For good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit. Keep your mouth. You will live. Believe me. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about. It bring not corrupt fruit. Neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Look what it says in 43. For every tree is known by its fruit. Are y'all understand what I'm saying here? Go to Amplified version, the 44th verse. Go to Amplified, the AMPC Classic. And we're going to go to the Derby Translation as well, and we look at this close in the NIV. For each tree is known and identified individually. Remember the word God tells us. You know, God say, you got to be judged the way you're going to be judged. You don't judge nobody else. You got to understand that you got to work out your own, come on, soul, am I in anywhere, and salvation. Amplified Classic 44, Luke 6 and 44. For each tree is known and identified by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered, come on somebody, from what? A thorn bush, nor are clusters of grapes picked from a bramble bush. I hope somebody understand that back. That you don't stick your hand in some thorns to get good fruit. Whatever that tree produces, that's what's on it. Now, you don't stick your hand in thorns. But if you go to a cherry tree, a fruit tree, you don't see no thorns and all that on that. I mean, some people crazy enough to eat cactuses, but, you know, I don't know. They say edible, but, you know, you take the choice of doing that. That's you. You want to get your fruit that way, then go ahead. If you have a hard time getting it, just to get something you think that you want to consume, there's many other fruit trees around you that you can choose from, especially walking with the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Word of God gives a strict indication about those particular fruits that's available to you when you go to the book of Galatians. Galatians makes it very clear. And what is Galatians? Let's go to Galatians, Galatians chapter 20, chapter 5 and 22. Galatians 5 and 22. But the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. Now, what tree you want to eat from? Now, you can go back over to verse 17 in the book of Galatians. And he'll say you can eat for this kind of stuff. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. Now, he gives you a very vivid understanding of what the law produces, the law of the land. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest in these. Now, you want to eat, look, adult, adulterous is corrupt tree stuff that can come in and it can actually manifest itself in you if you're not careful. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, adultery. Look here, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, illumination. See, this is what caused you to fall from your blessings. Baby, sometimes you're eating off the wrong tree. And listen to me, if you planting, listen here, I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me, man, woman, I'm trying to help. If you planting seed in the wrong field, that's what you, whatever that thing produces, that's what it's going to come from. If you're dealing with a man of hatred, envy, strife, seduction, tail barrier, talking, that's a thorn bush. That's a thorny bush. When men talk and women talk about one another and put down the disdain of the other across the long range of these social networks, and you planting money into that stuff, don't do that. Because that's what you're going to produce. That's what you're producing. Whatever a child listens to in his life, that's what they become. He listens to a corrupt individual. Okay, the word of Paul talked about guilty by association. We understand that. I got to get out of here. I got to go. I'll do another half of teaching on this. But let's go back to the book of Luke. I know I'm going to get to this point because I bring this stuff. And I know what the Holy Ghost puts in me. It's the power of the word. And now he says over here in 45, a good man out of the good treasures of his heart, bring forth that which is good. It's an heart thing. Go back to your process of salvation. Salvation tells you how you need to understand that when you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart, he said you'll open up the eyes of your heart. Because we always saw what the flesh do when you're thinking from a fleshly point of view. Listen to me. I got to go. I'm going to go get out of here. I know I'm buying my time. Whatever you do in life, don't ever be a guinea pig that lets somebody persuade you. I'm going to use a principle to this. If this ministry is bringing you sound, great, and good doctrine, and you're listening to it, let it help you. Don't let anybody ever persuade you that the work that you're doing, that whatever it may be here, HNLC, Bishop Raymond Johnson, Apostle Oscar Walker, whatever these men of God are doing, look here, notice the tree. See what type of fruit is coming from it. Look at the people that you're inquiring yourself to be around and be with. If they got an envious heart, if they're a person to act like a little adolescent, still playing games, I don't like him, I like that. That's not a good place for you. That's not a good place you need to be at. Now, if you're gonna be persuaded by that, then you know that's what you're gonna receive. But let me understand something. If you're gonna test the power of the work that's in your life, you're gonna have to understand and realize what it says over in the book of Galatians 5 and 14, as it said once before. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, that I shall love thy neighbor as thyself. I don't care what they've done to you. Don't operate under a ministry or a minister that has envy, strife against its individual partner. Because everybody in the body of Christ is designed to bring the word from the prisoners to the pew. And if you're going to have somebody in your life that's going to make you stumble in madness as far as pushing away the word of God that can help you in your path of journey, then you'd already messed up. Let the word of God speak to you. These things I'm telling you, I guarantee you can line it up. I don't need to get this stuff out of no concordance. I understand to read these things about the historical point of view, but that's not scripture. Your word of information comes through the heeding and the moving of the Holy Ghost. If you don't got a good picture, see, everybody can say, but see, this is what God leads me. But notice what it says in the book of John. And notice that the days we're living in, how the Bible says you got to try the spirit by the spirit. And the word of God said in the verse, John 4:24, that you got to worship him in spirit and truth. Why you worship God in spirit and truth? Because it identifies you what type of spirit that individual is having. Don't be consumed by what you hear that may seem right. Don't move on the popularity of a name. You've already messed up. Let the Holy Ghost move in you. This is why it says in 1 John 4. Look what it says in 1 John 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. Look here, try the spirits. It's an S. You notice when you look at 1 John 4 in the King James Version, he used the first part of the word spirit as a single spirit. But he said there's many spirits has went out. So he said, but try the spirits, whether they be of God. Because false prophets, S, has gone out into the world, whereby you know the spirit of God, even the spirit single, that confesses that Christ has come in the flesh, is of God. Now, we already know that. We didn't even got to think about that. He died, and what did he do? He conquered death. So that means he was born through the womb of a woman, supernaturally, not physically. Then Elizabeth had a forerunner born before him, John the Baptist, and then they came together. He came up about a month apart before Jesus came out, and he began to set the way for Christ to come. So we know Christ was born of a what? A supernatural, but he went through a physical birthing through Mary. And the word of God declares right here, he says in the third verse of 1 John 4, and every spirit that confesseth, this is the Antichrist, that confesses not Jesus has come in the flesh of God, and this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whoever you have heard that it should become. And even now already it is in the world. I heard somebody on a documentary last night. You better watch out for them documentaries. You better know your word. I heard someone on a documentary last night talking about the process of the Spirit of God. How now the world has come to a concept where they feel they know how to handle life beyond death. Ooh, hallelujah. What kind of demonistic teaching is that? The word of God says over here in the fourth verse, he say, you are God's little children. The same thing we read back over here in the book of Luke. Proverbs chapter five. He said, you are little children and have overcome them because the greater is he that is in you than he did in the world. Man, woman, God, you got a big old Jesus living on the side of you. Every fear and everything you ever had in your life to try to come against you, they make you feel otherwise. God declared over your life, man, you've already been defeated, but you're going to have to believe it. You're going to have to really believe and declare that the things that's in your life that you got the ability to overcome by what God has put in you. Greatness is in you. Don't ward off or shout off the Holy Spirit when it's talking to you. If the God is telling you something in the spirit, if he's saying something that's not right, investigate it. Don't ask anybody any questions. Pray about it, get on your knees, and then let God lead you to scripture. And as you lead the scripture, let him manifest in you. Remember, as they say in 1 John, there are many false prophets that are going out in the world. Everybody's got a word that sounds good, but until you try it for yourself and read it for yourself, you're going to know. Study the word of God. Just don't read the scripture and say, well, this. No, look at it for yourself. Get what you got to do to study about it. Pray about it. Be patient with God. He's trying to help you. You're going to know whether that information is true or not by you being able to try the word by yourself. But one thing I will tell you, don't ever plant your seed with an evil, obstructive, and diversity and gossiping individual. That's thorns. If this ministry helps you, if this ministry shows you something that can help you in your life, and I am a teacher, I'm telling you, you will flourish. If God wants you to plant in good ground, I'm not telling you you have to plant it, but you need to qualify where you plant your seed at. Don't plant your seed because that's your friend, because it's your partner, because you're your homeboy, this, that, and the other. You better move it in the spirit. You better plant what God needs you to plant so that you may flourish and grow. A lot of, I'm telling you, you better hear me. A lot of people are not, you're going to hear it, and I'm going to tell you, a lot of people are not going to make it through this year. All the ones you're seeing on these channels and saying this and that about the God, you're going to see, you're going to hear some things. And I'm going to tell you, man, oh God, you're going to hear a rumor. Because God is sorting out all the hypocrites. And I'm not saying that everybody's like that. But God is tired of all this stuff. And we all need to be one and understand what the word of L-O-V is. It ain't because of your church. It ain't because of your walls. It ain't because of your faith. Your faith needs to comply with every other faith. When a team comes together, they're on one accord. If that faith is not right, then you check it. You check it at the door. You check that thing, like you check what I'm doing right here in this word. You read it. And if anybody comes to tell you that it ain't right, I got a number you can call, 214-778-5219. Don't bring me no philosophy stuff. Don't bring me no dictionary stuff. You bring me what the Holy Ghost has told you. Then I know it be the truth. Don't bring this education seminary. I've been to all the seminary stuff. That don't flatter me. Your robe, your rings, your crosses, your name, but I don't need all that stuff. I know our role. I know who I am. And you need to know who you are. Man, trust in God. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge God in all his way. He's going to direct your path. Father God, I thank you. I bless you for these men and women, God. Even as you give me the articulancy through the Holy Spirit to bring forth that which you have given to me, to bring unto your people, not mine, that they may have the wisdom and knowledge and direction to understand to move in such a prolific way that they receive everything that you have from the kingdom of God. Lord, bless them on today. All those who's going through, Lord, bless them. Give them the chance to know that you are God. Make them have a super day. Lord, these things I speak not of myself, but the power of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Lord, amen.